Okay. Well, as you know already, I'm George Williams. I'm a big loudmouth in the NYUDL. You can see my face around. My experience. It was hell on earth, the first debate that I had. And other than that, it's been great. It's good food. And it's really is. Pizza's pretty good.
All right. Well, my
Hi, my name is Chris Johnson. I'm from Martin King High School here at 16th Avenue. And I've been to Maine now for a year. I went to Emory, and this summer I got a chance to go to Michigan University because I received a scholarship. First, some of you, most of you, can debate. You know, debating is not that hard. It's fun. You meet new people along the way. You get to argue with all you know that I like to do is running a lot. You know, it's argue. You get to argue, okay? I mean, you know, it's nice, and my partner is nice too, so, you know, so it's okay. If you get a partner who you like, you know, you can get to have fun with her and learn at the same time. So you're enjoying. Any question you have, feel free to ask me, because you know I will answer. I won't lie, you gotta tell you the shit. Okay? All right,
bye-bye. Okay.
My name is Javier Maldonado. My name is Javier Maldonado. I go to Small Leadership Academy. I went to Emory University last summer. It was a good experience. I met a lot of people. The good thing I like about the debate is that you learn a lot about your surroundings, about what's happening in the world. And for me, it helped me better in school, helped me inform my education.
So. Morning, my name is Mark Douglas. My debate experience started off pretty terrible in my first tournament because one of my friends, Michael Vargas, stole all my evidence on global warming. When I got back to New York, I got my evidence back. My record pretty much improved. I don't think I lost one UDL tournament. I got a chance to go to Northwestern University and study with Toby Arquette, who's like one of the smartest guys I know. It's been pretty good.
Hello, my name is
My first NYUDL experience, like, you say that I live in hell, because, like, I got scared when I was, like, affirmative, I was, like, negative thoughts, and it was pretending, like, well, I am really stupid, and I feel, like, really hurt, but my debate is, like, a good experience, it helps you on your education, also, like, it changes the way for you to go to college and things like that, and, it helps me, like, with my self-confidence, but, like, you know, like, I'm supposed to speak up.
Hi, my name is Kamal Javier, and I'm from William Howard Taft High School. I went to Emory University last year, and I went this year too. It was a great experience, and the best thing, you may have done like a lot of things for me. I can't even tell you how much, but I'm going to tell you one stuff. Well, I went to a job at the beginning of this summer, and they were interviewing people for this job, and they said, can you work as a team, because they need people to work as a team. And I never had a job before. It's my first time going for a job. And I never had any experience working as a team. And then I told them, well, I debate, and I have to work as a team. If my partner makes a mistake, I have to cover it. If I make a mistake, he covers it. And they said, well, that is actually the kind of person we're looking for, somebody to work as a team. That's just not one thing in the year. Yeah.
Oh, I think they called me today for they want to rehire me.
All right.
Hi, my name is Lisa. I'm gonna go to the Brandeis, and one thing I like about the thing is that I'm not a good teacher anymore. Like, big up to teachers. The teachers are afraid of me right now. Some of the teachers, for real, they are very intimidated by me. They think that I'm gonna speak. They know I'm gonna speak up when they think something is wrong, or they that they said something wrong, and they should fix it.
So the base and talking, that's part of my school criteria. Two, I want the base money. That is not usual. Who has won the debate with their money without being in debate? Even social minds have new people. New people. So you know how the debate helps you a lot, and it's helping in school. My average was something. Now it's around 85, going up to 90. So the debate really does help you a lot. So that's what we think of me.
I have a question I want to ask the panelists, and if any of them would choose to answer it, that would be really good. Now, we can go back a year, right? A year ago, you guys, like a lot of these people, you'd gone to Emory, and you didn't know what was going to happen now with this debate thing here. What was something you were really worried about at that time, and what happened with that? Like, did it work out, or was it bad, or what was up a year ago? Because these are the same people, right? They're sitting there going, I don't know about this debate thing. So some of you were worried, how did it work out? Go ahead.
Well, one thing I was worried about is speaking in public, because I couldn't speak in public. I was shy, I guess, here. And since I debate, I could speak in public, right? I could, like, speak up to my teachers and everything, because I usually know questions to answer in class, but I just don't answer it because I couldn't speak up in public. I was, like, shy, but debate has helped me with that. That's one thing that's definitely.
Anybody else? Problems that you confronted and overcame? Yeah.
Hey, as I got back to New York, I was reminded that, you know, I had a 1 record, and Michael kept on reminding me that, you know, he was ranked and I wasn't. And, well, I was kind of worried about, will I be a success in the debate in the year that follows? And, well, pretty much was, thanks to Michael. You know, he kept on reminding me how much success I wasn't in Emory. So, you know, that kind of made me want to prove something to him or just to myself that, you know, I could be a success or something else.
I think the one thing that most people probably know is that, like, whether they're going to be good at it or not, because I was walking with this girl from the subway, and she, you know who you are, I know you right now, and she was saying how, well, you know, I don't know if it's going to be good or not, or if I'm going to be a good at debating. But, you know, as you start to go and you start getting more information and you start knowing more details of how you should debate, more things, start getting more information, you kind of realize that, okay, I can do it. It's not that hard. You know, it is putting your confidence into it. And that's the same thing was when I went to Michigan. I had a partner there who said, okay, she was going to be able to debate because it was her first year also. And she was saying, all right, I'm going to do this. Oh, my goodness, we lost. Oh, my goodness, we just did. Oh, my goodness, Christian, we lost. And it just, you know, we lost. So it's like, I mean, if you feel that you're going to lose and you figure have confidence within yourself to the base, then that's how it's going to be throughout the whole year. But see, that's not how I am anymore, because now I know I can debate, and now I feel that I'm going to debate anybody, and I think, well, I'm going to win, you know, sometimes I'm too bad than me. But, you know, it's easier sometimes now. So we just think, okay, I can debate, and, you know, I just keep learning and listening and developing my skills along the way, then debate will become easier for you. And that's really how it is for everybody if you put your mind to it. That's about it.
Anybody else want to talk about problems that you had and what happened?
I was one of these people that just took mine every tournament. And before the round started, I don't want to do this. Do I really have to do this? Really, really? So I want to go home. I want to sleep. I'm tired. It's too early in the morning. Some people in here do this right now. But music, I know the beginners do that. But at third, fourth tournament in, I was ready. I was comfy for the first one. Before the first time started, I wouldn't have started already. I had dreams about the base before the tournament started. So it was cool. I like it now. It's kind of easy. Just put your mind to it. Forget about the whining. My teacher just pushed me through it. Now, no one can stop me with the base.
Anybody else have problems? And how you dealt with it? Take it easy. Anybody else? Okay. Now, here's a question I want to ask the panel, and then we'll get around to getting questions from you guys, all right? So start start thinking of something. If you would like to ask a question like, what's your phone number, maybe you could do that after the panel, because everybody will get it if you ask them now. Now, this happens to, it doesn't matter what kind of debater you are. High school debater, college debater, new debater, experienced debater. At some point, you think, I don't know, I think I'll just quit. Because, you know, there's nothing easier than quitting. It's the easiest thing there is. That's why I think so many people do it. And I want to ask the panel, did you ever think of quitting today? And if so, how did you deal with that? George.
I...
No, not that other people wanted to get you a quit.
Yeah.
What are you thinking
of quitting? There was one time when I thought about quitting. It was right after Emory. I was held at that tournament. Some of the people out there, they know. They beat me in there. All right. My partner. Really?
Yeah.
Okay, my partner for the first semester had beat me in a round, and I was crushed because I had one topic challenge, but the judge didn't vote on it. And I was like, damn, what's the point of debating? They're not going to vote on the stock issues and the important things. And after Emory, I wanted to quit, but I started thinking real hard about, well, since I want to be a lawyer in the future, maybe debate is what I need to get there. So that's the only reason I didn't quit, because, you know, this is going to help me towards getting to where I want to be in the future. That's really about it.
Anybody else?
Jordan, I mean, while we were having the tournament, we were on the columns. We were debating against this other team, and anyway, we were debating against this other team, and I didn't throw, and it was my chance to go. So I didn't have any argument to answer against what they had to say, so we lost the debate round. But after that call, he started talking, like, you know, you win some, you lose some.
Anybody else? Here, go ahead.
Hey, this summer I had talked about quitting after I was in Northwestern, and I started debating against some of those other guys who were there for about three or four years or something like that. And I was just messing with my 1ER, and I just realized that they almost spread me. And, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do. So my partner just, like, really calmed me down, you know, told me what I need to do, some of the arguments that were out there. You know, I didn't really get spread, but, you know, they did get this one part out that I didn't get to. But, you know, the fact that I covered as many arguments that I did when I thought I was spread, that's pretty much what I'm going on for.
So, when I went
to
Atlanta this summer, and we actually did it for 2 hours. He's in the middle of the round, and he just started, and he was just debating a matter. And she was like, my partner, she had got up there. She was like, we were the negative, and she said that we couldn't allow. And she got up there, she thought she was going to stay, and she dropped her evidence, and the two obscene words, and then it's great, and what's happening more. So now I was like, that's it, I'll be teaching you.
Why did you quit?
That was like,
Last year, I thought about quitting because I debated the whole year up to the last tournament and I didn't win anything. The last year, I thought about quitting because I never win anything, but I went to the last tournament and my partner Anthony, he's shouting in the back there. He was like the first partner I had that really worked good and really worked with me. So, and I went with him and we debated and I got the 7th place speaker. We had the 21st team and he wins and I went to the banquet and I got awards too. And it was like 5 awards in 2 days. And then I realized that there's no reason to quit if even if you're losing. Someday you will win if you keep working hard. So
yeah.
I got one more support question from them. So, if you guys could fill in. Oh, there she is. Is there any empty seats? You guys could just step up when a lot of people are standing. Just sitting in empty seats, raise your hand. Anyone want to sit down? Come on, throw some seats, y'all. Nazanin, did you ever think about quitting? Did you ever think about quitting today?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Stand up, tell us about it.
Well, what was the question?
Did you ever think about quitting?
Yep.
Why didn't you?
Because I don't like giving up. I don't want to be a quitter, so I always just stay good and just try and do my best.
Right, before I take questions from the crowd now there's debate, and there's like the topic and the tournament, but there's a whole other side to it, and that's the social side. You meet new people, and you get to have new experiences. Would any of you like to talk about what kind of new people and new things you got to learn about, and the social side of the New York Urban Debate, if there is one? I don't know, you guys never invite any of New York. Doris.
I learned something really new yesterday, right? I learned that basically almost everybody in here from the first year hated me. That's okay, though.
That's a very important social thing to learn.
A very social thing to learn, because you wonder why people hate you. And I finally figured out why. It was people, because everybody hated me because they figured I was arrogant and I was cocky. That's not true. I'm not like that. I realized this is when I could date. Now,
all right, let's talk. You know, you believe them on your own.
When I debate, I'm very cocky. I'm very arrogant, and yes, I could be mean sometimes, but when it comes down to just not debating, the regular social talk to people, I can do that. I'm not mean when it comes to that. You just don't debate me, because I'm going to treat you like shit.
Sorry for a bad language. Well, right. Remember, many of us are still working on our vocabulary. Anybody else want to talk about that? About friendships you've made through the UDL experience? New people you've made?
Stop.
Anybody? You didn't make up for it.
Well, I knew three people, Lolly and Hakeem and Winston and other people, and you know, we got to talk even more because we went to Michigan, and you know, we got to socialize, and you do meet great people. You never know how great they are until you really start to spend time with them. And because we debated against Lolly one time, and she really didn't like us that much because, you know, when we debated or something. But, you know, after we got a chance to speak for her and everything, then I hung out with her, we went out for peace and everything. It was fun. So you do get to meet new people. It's not just you just sitting there debating all the time, because that can get boring after a while.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, but you go out to get around, you can meet with people, you know, learn, and you go out to get good evidence from other people, you know, get strategies from other people, you know, get your phone saying, you know, get everything. Right? So, you know, it's good. So, I mean, it's a socializing thing, and it's also a fun thing. So, debate, it brings new things every day, you know. So, I hope you enjoy it again, because I have. So, okay.
I have met some strange people in Vermont. Because anyone that was born on the 30th, Jake, well, some other people are just wacko in Vermont. Here, you're going to meet a lot of people. You're going to meet a lot of strange people, like Hector. But, nah, just seriously, you got to meet a lot of people in debate and outside of debate. I'm a people person, but after debate, I learned to interact with people more than I have before. So it's gonna help in your communication skills with teachers, to meet with teachers actually now. That you can get help from anyone. You're not afraid to speak to people. You speak in public. Like I said yesterday, I would not think in a million years I'd be speaking to a whole bunch of people like this, just by myself. Just speaking to people, nobody asking any questions. So I've met a lot of new people, friends. I made a lot of friends. It's kind of cool. No, I like it.
The good thing about meeting people in the NYUDL is that you get to mooch off of them, okay? Because like when I was in Vermont, I ran out of money and having no food. I was hungry in the night. You go to people's room, knock on the door, get food. If you're hungry, get food. If you want money, get money. So it's good to mooch off.
We just had some new people walk in. Is there anybody who walked in who didn't go to Emory and this is their first debate thing that they've ever been to? Don't be shy. Could you raise your hand?
Did you just walk in with an African?
I don't see one.
No one. All right. Well, we can't applaud for them if they're not here. Let's have some questions from members of the audience, and I'd like to hear from people who did not debate in NYUDL last year. Because Anthony, you don't need to ask them questions about what it's like to be at NYUDL. Okay? We know you're pretty much a speaker. There aren't any friends.
Are any brand new teachers? Mr. Cannon said.
Okay. All right. Questions you guys want to ask? Yes, sir.
Like, do you let, like say that's your friend? Like, you have to debate your friends, and sometimes is that, like, make you hold back a little bit?
Okay, let's start with Javier. What is it like to debate against your friends in intellectual combat?
But I think in the debate you don't have any friends.
You're wrong. I think everyone's an enemy and
In the round.
In the debate, there's a difference between in and outside of the debate?
Yes. And I think that if you're debating against your friend and... I think if you're debating against your friend and you beat them up, you shouldn't feel bad and you shouldn't hold a grudge against them.
Debating against your friends, yes.
Well, last year when a couple of my friends asked me for my negative strategy, I gave them my negatives because I was going to be a permanent next round, and I told them to make a copy of it. Knowing well, they couldn't make a copy of it in like that time because there were no copy machines. That's when I went back. So, you know, that's when I went to the Summer Institute. Toby said, you know, if you don't give anybody like evidence, like if they want to learn about it, if you don't like give them the opportunity to get it, then you know, they pretty much come over to New York and strangle me. So. I guess this year I'm more friendly towards, you know, other people. Like, if they ask me a question, I'm not going to be, like, be on the defensive just to protect my case or something like that. So, friends, I think I have more friends this year because we're out there in the summer.
All right. Any more responses for debating against your friends? Yes, go ahead.
Debating against your friends is, like, good in a way because you can feel like you can beat them better fast.
Now that's metaphorically speaking. There's no foot contact in the debate. That's just an expression. You have more to say there, Javier?
I just have one comment.
Well, stand up and make it loud. Right.
If you do the debate against your friend, you should hold back.
Any other answers to think about debating against your friend? Yes,
I debated against my friend once, and at the beginning of the round, I shake his hand, tell him good luck, and you know, who win, and at the end, you just shake your hand and tell him it was a great round and you did good, but you don't like really have to be their enemy or anything. You could just be friends and debate against each other. It's not like if you lost a round, well, you lost, but I think, you know, your friend beat you and you should do better to get it next time.
All right, we have another question. Yes.
What was your debating experience? Did you get into a situation where you had to meet situations to get way through? And after the experience, I'm getting into a situation where you had to meet situations. Did you guys know the difference? Did you learn how to move to get that and advance? So what was the difference? Did it help you?
I don't like get your question that much, but I think you're saying is that like if it helps you persuade people more, yes it does, because like with my mom, she has like this whole thing about me coming home late, and I can just come up with like a whole bunch of things off my head, like saying, one, this is one reason why, this reason. Which is good, because not only do I become a better person, I get to be influenced by people, and I get smarter and everything by being out on the street late, and... It helps you. And especially with like the internet. My mom didn't want me to get the internet at first because she thought I was going to go into those inferno fights. But and so I persuaded her, I was like, you know what, you help me with debating, I can meet new friends, and it'll make me smarter and just like all these different things. So it helps you persuade people a lot.
Don't you notice that sometimes when you argument with your parents, if you give like four arguments, then you go, oh, all right. You know, that'll work a lot of times. Will, is that true? If you have five reasons why you ought to be able to do something, a lot of times they just don't want to bother with five reasons. It's easier to just say, okay, go ahead.
Somebody
just
say you know, I think the thing making the sound that's what it does. Before, I didn't even know how to be persuasive. Now I'm just confident of what I'm saying. I don't believe in what I'm saying sometimes, but I say it anyway, so I sound persuasive. But that's it. Debate makes me more persuasive.
Well, besides having new students here, we also have some new teachers. I don't care if any of the teachers who were involved in the program last year feel differently about things coming into this year and wanted to share that for some of the new teachers who are facing their first year in the NYUDL.
My name is Mary Ann Dekar. I'm the coach at Erasmus Humanities, and I'm a solo coach. I don't have a partner. And I found that I was incredibly stressed at every tournament, but I was worried about each one, like I want them to do really well, and I want them to be disappointed, and I found it really like tense. I wouldn't talk to people. I was too tense, and I just feel much more relaxed. I think because like our team really struggled last year. We didn't make the first tournament. We maybe picked up one speaker award, and I mean, we had like 16. So it wasn't like we had one team, and just slowly but surely things that began to pick up, but I always felt a little bit like it's my fault, like they're not winning and like I'm not doing something right, because I think they're brilliant, wonderful kids, it's gotta be me. But by the end of the year, we did place first in the tournament, and it was like, it took a tournament, but it paid off. And so I guess like now I feel much calmer, and you know, I'm like letting them, they know more than me now, they went to institutes for 2 years in a row, some of them, and I'm just letting them, you know, they're going to be doing much more in the team. I think it's just I feel like it came together, it gelled, something happened, and we're moving on, and it worked, like in the end, although in the middle, I just never was quite sure if it was really working.
My name is Mimi Law. I teach at Grand Rapids High School, and I didn't get to go to NYU because of my job in the school, and the other coach that went moved to Boston, so I'm on my own for the first time. So I came out of doing Lincoln Douglas, and when I first heard Kelsey today, I thought, oh God, I don't like this, I don't have the kids to do it, it doesn't make sense. And what happened is over the year, I saw my students change dramatically, and I really began to understand the process. So I had an opportunity to go to Vermont so I could learn the lingo. But unfortunately, family circumstances made me leave Vermont. So I still don't know the lingo, but my kids do, so they'll help me out. It's a lot of responsibility, and I was exhausted most of the year. And by the end of the year, I was like, thank God it's over. And our kids really struggled. But in the end, when they were announcing the cumulative awards, and they announced the fifth team and the fourth team, me and Mr. Lister looked at each other and said, ah, forget it. And we got third because our kids worked really hard. But I'll tell this to all the coaches. I tell my kids, I don't care if they lose every round. Debate is not about, it's not a win-lose situation, it's a win-win. If you're doing it, you're winning. It doesn't matter if you ever win a round. And so it's been a great experience. And some of our kids took AP classes, and I really believe that they got college credit because of debate.
Any other coaches from last year want to speak up? Any of the impact coaches want to say something? Go ahead.
My name is Vicki Curtin. I'm the coach at MLK. And last year was my first year as a teacher. And then I became a coach in the middle of the year. And so I can say it was an awesome experience only because I didn't even really know what I was doing as far as teaching, let alone coaching. But I think what everybody has hit upon is that it's the students who really pull you through. The students want to do it so much. The students are smart. They are so motivated that they're the ones who are really teaching you. And it's such an honor really just to support them in that quest. That it really is high, and it's a little bit, you know, it's different than teaching, obviously. just another element of working with the students and enjoying what they have to give you. So, I mean, my feeling is I can do it. Probably anyone can do it. So, love it.
My name is Mark Duchin, and I'm the coach of Wings Academy, and I was very fortunate to go to Emory the last two summers, and I mean, debate, it's an enormous experience, and it is just to refresh or just reinforce what people have been saying. It's a lot of work as far as committing yourself to it, but I don't know if you guys remember, there was this movie, Apollo 13. So, raise your hands if you remember Apollo 13. There was one scene in Apollo 13 where a bunch of guys go into a room and they had to kind of figure out how to save the astronauts. They were all in there and they had like only about 20 minutes to try to figure out how to save these guys' lives. And that really reminded me of debate. Because when I'm working with students, it's not teacher-student. We're just one team trying to survive, trying to come out of this thing alive. And when you leave that room, when you leave that debate, I mean, what are you going to lose? Like you said, you feel that you are participating, that you are doing something that a lot of people out there don't have the courage to do, don't have the ability to do, and it makes you feel empowered, and it lasts for a long time in anything that you do. So,
well, last year at the Emory, Yashika Walker won first speaker in the first teen, and she had just finished eighth grade. She was one of the youngest people at that tournament. So, of course, I was very proud as a coach, but you know, it is hard work throughout the year. And then other tournaments, she went like down, then up and down. And other students came in. And yes, it is a lot of work. I was also the only coach in my school doing way too many things. So I have a little bit of advice for teachers. Make sure your principal, your director, like comes to one of the tournaments so they can see what goes into this activity. It's not easy. It's probably one of the hardest activities the school has. So it takes an appreciation. And to the students and new teachers, set up your rules now. Because you become like a family when you go to the Emory thing, and maybe you've taught those kids like I had for 2 years before. And so, you know how families are to each other. You know, they come in late, do whatever they want, think people are always going to be around, because this moment is all we have to be together and to work together. So treat your coaches, you know, like family, but always be there when they're there, because it is a lot of work. And coaches, too, like if you set up your rules early, it is a fun activity, it is like a family, but certain things that you should do, like, you know, be on time, bring your material. Of course, your kids, it's natural to, you know, forget things sometimes, but you always pull through, and our team is like a family, and it's going to continue like that. So I'm sure everyone will have a great year. Okay.
Any other teachers? Let me ask you something, students. Did you ever meet a teacher that you maybe had a problem with? No, the thing you have to realize here is you really are. We're all so lucky. I mean, you just heard a bunch of teachers say that it's not like teacher students, they want to work with you. You just heard teachers say they depend on you. You just heard teachers say they felt like you were their family, okay? So if you ever had a hard time with teachers and would like to meet some teachers who really want to work with you in a real, genuine human relationship, you found them right here, right now. Let's have a round of applause for those teachers. That teacher stuff. More questions from the students. That's what's all about. Any kind of question you have. Yes, sir.
I would like to know all of the students who participated last year during all the debate tournament. How did your grades do in school? Did they improve?
Oh, so the question is, how did debating affect your grades? Let's start the other thing with those things who are leaning over.
Anybody?
It helps with English and history. As far as math goes, it's not going to help at all. The only way that can help your math thing is if you don't do your homework or something, you come up with a bunch of reasons to tell your teacher, oh, this happened and that happened. But as far as like English and anything dealing with language, it helps, especially with writing reports and stuff. It helps with that. But all that science and math, forget about it. It's not going to help at all.
So it helps some grades, not others.
Yeah.
Yeah, anybody else
want to
talk about grades?
Yes. Well, last year, can help me with history and English because the resolution was about the environmental problems. And there's always something about that and the regions about the environmental problems. So I wrote a great essay. I'm actually couldn't believe that I wrote that essay because it was so perfect. I think it's like a solution to the problem. And it also helps in my English because I couldn't speak proper English. I'm only in this country for about 2 years, so it helps me with the English, and now I forget to speak with English, and it's still not perfect, but it's improving. And it helps me with chemistry because we have to like, we did our own stuff about how much CO2 goes into the atmosphere, and we have to calculate with each human and plant, and the chemistry has special equations, and we like adapted them apart, and I'm not thinking about we. And we were in the whole chemistry class, and we did this together, and our chemistry teacher gave us a lot of support too. We can see he has his environmental goals and everything, and it happened with chemistry. And well, it didn't help me with Spanish that much. My teacher said, you're like, she was saying that when I was working for these lawyers, and she said that you're so caught up with law that you're forgetting about your stuff. And I told her, she said that all lawyers lie, but I had to defend that since I want to be a lawyer. That we don't lie, you know. It's about the truth and the reason why somebody do something. And then she gets so upset, she said, I'm going to fail you. But she couldn't because I did so great and I got a good grade. She couldn't because I was going to take it up to the principal.
Yeah, Will Baker has a thing he says is that, and Larry Moss says the same thing. Debate skills are about stopping people from becoming victims. You don't have to stand there and be a victim. You can speak out and say, hey, no, not me. I stand here. I ain't putting up this. You can't plug me. And I'm going to get grades. Anybody else want to talk about grades here before they get there?
Overall, my grades improved, but, you know, in these two classes, my nursing classes, you find some teachers who don't appreciate when people become arrogant. Always tell you, you know, you think Mr. Big Man on the Block, that's a quote, because that's what they told me. You're Mr. Big Man on the Block, right? So, you know, they were like me holding me back in nursing and stuff like that with my grades. Even though my average were improving, I was getting like 90s and above in all my other classes, but those two, because they didn't like the fact that I was debating and I may have missed a class or two because I was probably speaking in auditorium to some freshmen who wanted to debate. So, you know, it's going to improve your average overall, even if you have some teachers like that.
Anybody's grades go down?
I have a question about the fact of poor time management, because I don't know how many times a week you met as a team, but I'm sure you have to meet often. And then when you're working on your debate, does that take time away from actually studying, especially if you were in an advanced placement course where you had a lot of reading to do? Because I find that that is a problem with a lot of my students, and I'd like to know how to overcome that.
Well, we usually meet in a week. We meet on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we spend like an hour or two on debate stuff. And this, like, it didn't affect the grade or the studies I had to do, because I still was on the honor roll and I still get higher grades. And it's like I had more extra activities, although I'm doing debate stuff, because I said I work with the lawyers and now we're going to do the Muse course and math trial. So it didn't really affect me, because I could be able to overcome all these extra activities and go home and still help out. And it wasn't hard, because I had a lot of work to do. And well, for me, I had to do a lot of research for the team and my partner did some too, because out of the 10 students that went last year, only 2 students remained on the team. So we had to get new kids, and they just quit like after the second round because they couldn't make it. They said they have to do other stuff. But it was easy for me. I know some other people have different experience. And that's right.
Mm-hmm. Questions sort of about time management? Let's start down there with George. Work this way.
My grades did drop last year, but it wasn't because of debate. My grades dropped because I got lazy, and I was in a whole bunch of other activities besides debate. So my problem was with time management. I couldn't manage my time between activities and debate and school. So the only thing I can tell you about time management is maybe just make sure the people on your team don't have too much activities besides debate and maybe one other activity. And when it comes to school, don't do what I did. I took 2 advanced placement classes in 1 year out of pre-cal class. I was in debate, football, a whole bunch of other programs, so my grades took a tumble.
Okay. Well, you want to go ahead? Okay, go. Okay. Well, for my school, Martin Luther King, we have a lot of activities extended Law and Justice Institute, and most of us, who's not only in debate, but also in my trial, moot court, Latin and Jews program, the other, a lot of programs that we're all involved in. So that's like about 4 or 5 different programs. And time management is a hard thing, because we should try to meet like on a Wednesday. Also, we might have my trial that day, or we might have a Black and Jews event that day, or something else that day. So it would be kind of hard. The thing is that you have to think with yourself is, did you really want to debate? And if people say, yeah, you do, then they can realize that, okay, I have to do set out some time for debate, and I have to set out some time for this. Because our whole debate team is not only in debate. We're in my trial, we're in everything. So look at yourself and say, okay, what do you want to do? And if you really want to do it, then you will set up some time management. And it's to realize also that, okay, you understand you're in debate, but you also have other classes that you also have to attend to. You know, this is like an extracurricular activity. And if you free up the time for it, you know, really don't do it. You know, you have school, you have to worry about college, you have to worry about, and you know, being a lawyer like everybody's talking about, that's also something else you have to worry about. So I didn't let my grades slip because my teachers wouldn't let me and my parents wouldn't let me. You know, they'll both kick my behind. So I really don't, you know, I don't want that. But I really don't let that slip. But, I mean, it helps. You know, debate is not only something about your extracurricular activities, also something that you can about helping you. Debate can help you in your history class. Debate can help you in English. So if you put those two together, then okay, you know, look at that as that way. Put it together and say, okay, these things can both help me, so why drop it and just all I have to do is manage my time? Monday, okay, set our hour. Tuesday, okay, I want a break. I have another activity. Do that. Wednesday, all right, I can maybe set out 30 minutes, 2 minutes, you know, call my partner on the phone, set up some strategies, you know, do that. Thursday, Friday, all right, Thursday I might have Blacks and Jews. Friday I might have my trial. That Saturday, you cannot have anything. You call your partner on the phone, you know, get about 2 hours, or you go to the house, you know, and she lives in Brooklyn, takes $1.50 train, you know, because it's something. I mean, do anything, because I live in Queens, and it's really hard for me. So, you live in Queens, so you can... Girl, I told you. I don't know. Okay, you know. You don't have to. You know, it can be kind of hard. You know, so I mean, that's good. You talk to your kids. You know, tell them, okay, do you really
want to do this, look at their schedule. If they really don't have anything, and they do want to, I'm not talking too much about what I'm about to say. Alright. And, you know, and talk to them and realize, tell them set their priorities straight, you know, do a schedule, give them a book or something, you know, write down what they have on each day. And time management, that's basically what it comes down to, is time management.
Yeah, but the debate coaching, did they find it aggravating when you didn't show up?
Well, yes, it's hurting, but you find it aggravating.
Yeah.
Oh, like last year. I mean, well, like we had debate practice on Wednesday, and we had something out. Yeah.
It's like maybe the day before the Saturday.
All right. Any more comments about time management here? Yes. We're coming to the end of our time, so our time has been managed.
When I got to debate, I found it to be a good experience, so I started getting into other extracurricular activities. Like I ran for president, for vice president. I became the president of the Red Cross Youth Leadership. A whole bunch of other stuff, you know, because it's a good experience, and you know, you're kind of wondering how things be a good experience too. So. I pretty much found myself in like the beginning of the year like in trouble because my two teachers were like, you know, I'm gonna fail you, and you know, I was kind of in trouble. My debate coaches told me that, you know, you have to think of what's more important. You know, you can be good in debate, get a scholarship, but you know, if your grades pretty much suck, you're not going anywhere. So you know, you have to look at what's more important. First touch your grades, then debate or something else after. That's it.
Any more comments about time management for the students?
Well, like she said, like, the biology machine or whatever, they're also like, our school is not that big, but we do not go in law school or something like that. And I was just like, just like, we used to debate practice, we used to go to basketball games, stuff like that. But I had to like, say, if I lose a leg, can I still go on and play basketball? No. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, we're in that business. Or what I'll get out of the debate, you know, basketball project, and I'm sorry to shame my shoulder debate because it opens some opportunities.
All right, that's time for one more question. Yes.
So it's still on the topic of time management. Excuse my bad. It depends on the school. Some coaches, I believe, have debate as an after-school activity. Some schools have debate as a class. So the time works differently if you have the same students every day. This term, I'm fortunate to have a double period with two coaches at the same time. So students won't have to do as much on their own after school. And it's a problem also because I have older students who tend to work and have other types of family obligations. But part of it is whether you have debate as after school activity or if you have a class, if you have a second coach in your school that will help. So part of the time management has to do with how many people you have working with the team. And someone else said something about the principal. Our principal came to debate last term and he was very happy and impressed. And that helps because then the principal is likely to give you time, money, and anything else that you need to help the program and support the team.
Well, I'm so excited hearing all this testimony. I just want to give a little testimony about something that worked out with me about the football team. I've been the same size. I wear the same clothes since I was 13 years old. I showed up. My high school football coach looked at me and said, "Yeah, epic boy in the middle." And he called my father up and said, "Your son joined the football team." And my father, bless his heart, he told me, "Son, look at you. You're not going to be in the NFL." He says, "But debate is going to help your brain, and that's what's going to make you a success." And I don't know whether I'm a success or not, but I got a job.